Please, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. We have a roll call of the board.
Stacy Lindberg.
Teresa Krolak Owens.
Sharon Stover.
Rachel Levy.
Evan Wishinger.
All here and accounted for. And if the staff members from the county would please introduce themselves.
Sue Baker with Commissioner Larry Brown's office.
Pamela Dittmer, Commissioner Brown.
I'm Joel McCullough with the Planning Department.
All right. Great. All right, just a couple of items. So you would know that items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine more than one or two for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. We would ask if you would please turn off or mute all your cell phones or other electronic devices. And if you are going to have private conversations, if you would please take them outside the room because the meeting will proceed. And from there, we will take time for a public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait till comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. All comments will be limited to 3 minutes. We do have a little stop and go light to help you monitor yourself. And we ask that you would please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name if you would for the record. And if a member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, then this will be done by a board vote or by the chair. So right now, I would like to ask the board for an approval for the October 10th minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 10th, 2022.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And if we can have an approval of tonight's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for November 14th, 2017.
All right, thank you so much. Sue Baker, do you have any?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, guys. Sue, if you have anything for
me. I do have 4 quick updates. The first thing is I have a drawing. I'm not going to display it up there, but I've got it on the floor. It's not very good. I apologize. I just have to look at it tonight before the meeting started. But it is the full design of Lone Mountain from the 95 to... Wallify, or 215 Beltway. And it really just shows where they're going to allow you to cut through. We're going to have a median, so some streets you won't be able to go straight across. You'll have to go down and over. But the schedule for that full road improvement project is that it's actually out, I believe it's out for bid right now, if not sometime in the month of November. Awarded in February. Pre-construction March, starting construction April 2018 with a construction completion date of April 2019. So that's for the full road improvements on Lone Mountain from the 95 to the 215, which will include 2 lanes of travel in each direction, a decorative median with the rock and the ironwork, the wider sidewalk, the strip of landscaping and the bike path. So what I wanted to show you was the whole profile of what it's going to look like, but all they gave me was to show where the road can go straight across and where you'll have to go down, and they allow a U-turn. So I have that drawing. if anyone's interested on the floor over there. So that's the schedule for that one. Lone Mountain, we know for sure, will not be a special improvement district, meaning all of the homeowners along Lone Mountain will not be assessed and paid for this road improvements. It will all be the expense borne by the revenue generated through various funding sources from the county. You had a question?
Was that, so what you just gave us a timeline on, is that just Lone Mountain?
Just Lone Mountain. Ann Road is in the design stages, and Fort Apache really is just, they're just starting to look at the right-of-way. When we talked about this 2.5 years ago, the goal was for all three of them to be complete by the completion of the Beltway, which is summer 2018. So obviously we're way behind. This is the first one to go forward, and we're already going to be almost a year behind on that.
Question, the start date was 6/8/18 and the finish date was 4/19, was that correct?
Right. Start construction April 2018, construction complete April 2019.
Oh, so it's April of 18.
Yeah, pre-construction meeting was March, awarded in February.
Okay, I got a little confused there. All right.
How can they have, I thought they were all being done in conjunction with one another. Why?
They're not. What they found out first is on Ann Road, there's actually a city storm project going in that's delaying things. We want them to get ahead before we go ahead. In Lone Mountain, there was one small utility conflict, but they're going to get ahead of that. So that we can
but I mean in terms of design elements?
No. What happened initially was Public Works was going to design, outsource two of them and do one in-house. They actually only outsourced Lone Mountain, did the Ann Road in-house, but then really never moved forward with it. And now they're looking to outsource Ann Road as well. And they haven't done it, and they're supposed to be out. In fact, I apologize, they did award an outsource to Fort Apache as well. But it's just very early stages. I think in the last month they've assigned them to engineering firms.
I would presume that they'll be using Lone Mountain as a template.
Right, exactly.
So to speak. For,
still going to be the similar concept of not three lanes in each direction, but two lanes with the wider median, the wider sidewalks, the buffer between the sidewalk and the street.
And is that anywhere where we can view it online, the actual complete drawing, or because
I want to have it here, and that's what I thought I was getting when Pamela delivered it, but Public Works misunderstood on what I was asking for. But I'll get it and I'll send it to you guys and we can post that.
And this one was, this drawing that you have here is from where, the 215 to what on Lone Mountain?
95 to 215.
The 215
to the 95.
But it's just intersections, right?
Yeah,
just to show where the
where the median won't go all the way across, so they can get it. Second update is, we've been a while struggling. We hired the consultant to do that research survey and then making recommendations on how we might want to take a look at all of our rural streets for the offsite improvements. And so we actually do have a new survey out, and that's the information I have right up here. We have it on our Facebook page for the Lone Mountain Rural Preservation District, and we pushed it out to everybody that's on Commissioner Brown's newsletter. So as of Friday, we had over 300 people that had taken the survey. Mm-hmm. It's closing
November 19th.
November 19th. So I would encourage anybody that hasn't taken it to please do that. I have a meeting with a consulting firm the beginning of December, but I don't know if it'll be your December meeting or your January meeting where we'll present everything to you as we move forward with that study. Third thing is just for reference, I have a equestrian trail map. Just because we've been asked by a few of the horse owners, do we still have a plan to maintain an equestrian trail? We don't have a plan to put in a formal trail, but we do have a plan to at least always keep the right-of-way that's in yellow as a clear path for horses to move around. So I was thinking, we have at the end of the agenda budget requests, and I'm thinking you know the map that I have that shows our whole RMP? Well, when they rent the room out, it gets destroyed, and so they keep taking it down. So I'm thinking maybe a nice map where we can add some additional maps and then have a plexiglass over it so that we can have that on display might be something you would want to consider to request as part of the budget item, so it would be a little nicer and we can keep it up in a permanent. So I think this would be a good reference when projects are coming into where is that equestrian trail going to go and how are we keeping that open. So I have that as well. And then my last update is at our last meeting when we were talking about the rural preservation signage, and so Pamela has an update on that.
Charlie was gracious enough to fill out the grant request. So these are what the signs will look like. They will be brown and white, so they will not look like your typical street sign of the green and white. And we are going for 6 with the grant to start. So Charlie started this. We got 2 signatures, so if I can pass around any residents, I need you to sign this.
You support that project, and basically
yes.
Then Public Works has approved everything, and our maintenance division agreed to install them, preferably on existing poles, but Charlie's going to travel around and see where it might be the most beneficial for the first 6 to go. That's another thing where in the budget, you might want to consider asking Public Works to try to get this signage out any other way that they can, whether that's in-house or as part of the projects for Lone Mountain, Port Apache, and Ann. So
I was going to ask, do we have, is that in as planned on the Lone Mountain arterial?
It's not right now, so that would be a good thing for you guys to formally ask. Mm-hmm. Right now, the only thing that I mentioned it, I don't know, because we were trying to get like the bigger signs in the median.
Right.
But I think you guys might want to have a formal request for that as part of the budget.
So we need to get that on
for tonight, because we have budget requests as your last item
tonight
on the agenda.
Oh, okay, so we'll do it as part
of that. And in addition, and anytime they see the fit to want to do some more, I think it would be appropriate to be let them be mindful of that something that you want to do. And
is that something that we can sign as
yes.
Well?
Yes. Okay.
Just
so
sort of show.
Needs to leave, if you want to come over and see you, we're going to sign it before you need to leave, then come on over.
Just shows that it's not one or two people. It's truly a community behind the idea of posting these signs throughout the neighborhood, showing that we're a rural neighborhood preservation. That's all I have.
No, that's great. All right. We'll now move into our planning and zoning items. And we'll start with item number 1, VS 0845-17, THM Enterprises, Inc., vacated and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Verde Way and Lone Mountain Road and between Jensen Street and Grand Canyon Drive within Lone Mountain.
Good evening. My name is Lori Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D, with THM Enterprises, 9250 West Russell Road, Suite 235-89148. The first item we have is for our project that was for Lone Mountain and Grand Canyon. It was an oversight, and we did not vacate the patent easements when we came through with the tentative map, so now we're just cleaning it up. And you can see where we're vacating the full 33 feet on the west side, and we will be just vacating the 3 feet on up to the north.
Okay.
That's that.
All right, any questions from the board? Are there any comments or questions from those in attendance? All right, then we'll go back to the board. This is really kind of a housekeeping item. These easements were not used, but they were already set aside a long time ago. So they clean it up for the development. All right, so we would, any other comments? We entertain a motion for this?
I'll make a motion for VS 0845-01, TMH Enterprises, Bacon and Bennett of Easements, interest of Clark County between Verde Way and Lone Mountain, between Jensen Street and Grand Canyon with Lone Mountain, and I make a motion to approve.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, the motion passes. Thank you. All right, the next item that we have is VS 0845-17, THM Enterprises, vacate. I'm holding the same one. Sorry about that. All right, straighten up here, okay. All right, this is VS 0846-17, Stewart, Arlene, vacated abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Lone Mountain Road and Craft Avenue between Grand Canyon Drive and Park Street within Lone Mountain. Who's going to present this?
Yes. Do you want me to go through the whole thing again?
Yes.
Okay. Lori Freund, FREUND, THM Enterprises, 9205 West Russell Road, Suite 235-89148. This is another vacation of a patent easement. And here we are vacating the full 33 feet to the west. And we are vacating the 3 feet to the south.